Hi, everyone. This is Krista Dunk. Thank you so much for listening to KB Women Radio today. I'm excited to have this segment. We have a great guest that I am interviewing. It's going to be with us. And listeners, I just pray that you are encouraged and that this time will just be a blessing to you. I enjoy doing this show, and I'm thankful for everyone who takes the time to listen in. Really, really love it. And if you are someone and you're not sure what this KB Women is, that is short for Koinonia Business Women, and that is an organization for Christian women in business. And you can find out more information at kbwomen.com. And also, I am the project director of an independent publishing company that's called Creative Force Press. And today, I get the privilege of interviewing one of the, actually it's the wife of one of our authors, but really she's one of our authors too, because she helped write this book that has her husband's name officially on it. And it was a project that we really enjoyed working on. We just love what we do at Creative Force Press, working with people who have stories, who have wisdom, who have something interesting or expertise maybe even to share with others that can make a meaningful difference in the lives of other people in some way. And this particular project was a book called He Rejoices Over Me, and it's a book about a family and their love and their life and some of their great, amazing stories. And it's also about the loss of one of their children who was nearly 14. And this 13-year-old daughter actually passed away from a battle with brain cancer. And Nick and Beryl Skula are the parents, and they are the authors of He Rejoices Over Me. And today I get the privilege of interviewing Beryl Skula, who is from New York. And Beryl, are you there?
Yes, I am, Krista.
I'm so glad that we were able to connect and have you on the show today. It's going to be great. And I really just, my hope for the show is that people are encouraged about, if they've ever experienced anything like what your family has gone through with the loss of a child. And I also do want to highlight the fact that your book is amazing, and I really believe that
you.
It could be a blessing. You're welcome to a lot of people. And
I would like to thank you.
Oh, go ahead, Beryl.
I would like to thank you, Krista, for this opportunity to speak with you and your listening audience.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to have you. And so, why don't you, Beryl, if you would, just give us a little bit of background so that listeners can kind of understand more about your family and your story, if you would.
Yes, certainly, Krista. My husband and I have been married 28 years, and we were blessed with a son, Nicholas, and our daughter, Crystal. And we've known the Lord a long time. My husband and I, we accepted him when we were young, and we were raising our children also in the Lord, and they too also accepted the Lord at a young age. And our daughter Crystal was, unfortunately, she was a healthy child, very healthy, full of life, and very active in school and in church. She was a ballerina. She loved the martial arts like her dad and her brother. She participated, and also she was diagnosed with a brain cancer tumor in 2003. It was May of 2003. And started with a headache. We took her to the doctor. A new school nurse called. We picked her up. And that night we were in the hospital, and they were preparing to operate and remove the tumor. And it was a shock, to say the least. But when we received the news, time they were ready to operate that Sunday morning, we sent out a call for prayer, and a local church, Smithtown Gospel Tabernacle, the pastor, Zerlingo, was made the statement about our daughter undergoing the operation and asked the church to pray, and they went to their knees, they went on their faces, and they prayed to the Lord, and she came through the 5.5 operation with, they had predicted that she would have certain deficits, could be mental, physical, and she came through with flying colors, and they had removed all of the brain tumor. And she, after that, she was started on a regimen of 6 weeks of chemo and radiation, and which is difficult, very, very hard on the body, mm-hmm. and never complained, quite the trooper. And after that, there'll be follow-up treatments, follow-up with the doctor, with the oncologist. And we believe that she had been healed, but even at her year checkup, the oncologist was absolutely joyful that she mm-hmm. did well because it's a deadly form. It's called glioblastoma multiforme, number 4. It's always deadly. And normally someone doesn't last longer than 3 to 6 months. But we thought she was healed in our belief. And we had her for another 2.5 years. And then she did succumb to the disease. And my husband, trying to be stiff upper lip, he held his feelings in. He did, you know, he did speak to me. We both shared the loss with our son, Nicholas, of course. But I knew he was struggling with depression. So mm-hmm. what happened, after about a year, I asked the Lord, I cried out to the Lord, and I said, I fervently prayed that the Lord to help him. And shortly thereafter, he had a dream. And in this dream, he fell asleep and had an incredible dream that he saw our daughter dancing in heaven before the Lord. And she was well, and she looked beautiful. And he was not able to speak in heaven. He saw in the distance, but they were foggy, couldn't determine, 3 figures, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he believed. And when he woke from his dream, he was almost ready to touch her and reach her. He wanted to chase after her. This is a condensed version, and when he was about to touch her, that's when he blinked his eyes and he awoke, and he was back in our bedroom. And what he said to me, he said that, from the book, he was expecting a reaction of disbelief from me, but I received it as a comfort and a gift from God to help him with his grief. And after that, he was led to write a book so that we could help others going through a difficult loss of a child, and even family member, but grief is can be complicated, and it can try the soul. And God just led us in this direction, and I know I'm not the author, but I like to say I'm the collaborator.
Definitely.
And my husband says I was his first editor, not professional, but and God just led me to. A dear friend of ours, we wanted to have a Christian editor and publisher, and God provided. And, of course, the publisher was Creative Force Press. And the book was printed, and it's been out for about a little more than a year. And we just hope that this would be, even though there are sad passages in the book, there are also family stories about our children, our family pet, Crystal's friends, and we hope it serves as an encouragement, even though she's no longer here with us on earth, that we have the hope of seeing her again in heaven someday. And we just hope that this would be an encouragement for others going through something difficult, a loss.
Yes, and we have had people who have seen the manuscript say, you know, it's a story about the loss of a child, but that the book was very encouraging, and it had a lot of joy in it because of all the stories that you shared about her life and your life as a family, and just really describing the fullness of life that Crystal had. And just, I mean, some of it's funny. And
yeah,
some of the stories are great. And I like the story about her and her martial arts training and some of the different things that she had done there. And, wow, just the love that you all have for each other, I think, is inspiring in itself.
Oh,
and I know that Nick, in the book, he did talk about that year or so after Crystal's death, that he was really, really struggling. And did you, I mean, obviously, as the wife and the mom, you were really struggling too. But I think sometimes men, because they don't want to be vulnerable, they don't really want to show their emotions and, you know, being the tough New York man too,
yes,
you know, gosh,
yes,
he probably just felt like he really did. So in some ways, he felt like he had to be the strong one, and he had to hold in all of that pain. And, I mean, what was that year like as the wife, grieving yourself, but watching him have almost a different kind of grieving process? What was that like for you?
Well, in the beginning, he did hold those emotions pretty close to the vest, and
yeah.
But I knew in the mornings it was difficult for him to even get out of bed, and I would just talk to him and pray with him and try to encourage him that, yes, when you have to get up and you have to go to work, It was hard. It was difficult, and I was concerned. It was more worry. Actually, it was more worry for my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And his mental
Did you feel like your relationship, the two of you, was strained at all during that time?
No, it pulled us together.
Mm-hmm.
It pulled us, in that case, it did. Because, well, bringing back the karate, they have this thing when if you're with another person and you're under attack in a fight in a karate, in that type of situation, they call it the fighting stance. And when the two people will go back to back and face out. And that's when I got the news about Crystal's diagnosis, I thought, fighting stance. That's what it was with us. And we also had to stay strong for our son. That was part of it, too, because he was very close to his sister. And he was very quiet. He didn't talk about his grief. He didn't really want to talk to anyone about his grief. And it took him a while to come back to be his usual funny self. He has a sense of humor. Both our children did and do. And it took a while. But that was the situation with us. And God gave me the strength. I want to give God all the glory with that. He gave me the strength. In fact, I would depend on this verse, 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Amen. Wow, so that would be like the perfect verse, I would imagine, for that kind of a situation. So if anybody's listening, that was 2 Corinthians, and what chapter and verse?
Chapter 12, I'm sorry, verse 9.
Chapter 12, verse 9. Yeah, that's a good one to hold on to right there. Wow. And did you see, after Nick had that dream, did you see a real change in his grieving process from that point on?
Yes, he was uplifted. He felt God had given him a mission, if you would, and that he was determined, that he felt led he had to write this book. And many a night I would, computers in our living room, which is off our bedroom, and I would see the glow of the light from the computer as he would be writing away at 1:30. I understand writers like to write, a lot of them like to write at night, late at night, or early in the morning. And when he was not familiar with the computer, God gave him the ability to learn, because he was basically a hunt and peck, they call it, like in pressing the keys. And
right.
So it took him a very long time to complete the book. And it was a 5-year process. And it was yes, in answer to your original question, yes, it gave him a sense of purpose, something that he knew the Lord he felt that the Lord was wanting him to do. And with our loss, we wanted to help others going through something that's so difficult. Because as my Nana used to say, parents not supposed to bury their children. You know,
that's true. That's true. There is something that just feels really, really wrong about that. So he had a sense of purpose after
yes,
that dream, and I'm sure he felt like God just really gave him that, like as a gift.
Yes.
And he could finally move out of that stuck place.
Yes.
And realize that Crystal is doing well.
Yes, yes, that's what it was. He had the reassurance that she is doing well in heaven.
Yes, she is. Wow. So, listeners, if you would like to know more about this book and get a copy for yourself or for someone that you know that could really use this type of encouragement, who maybe is going through some sort of grieving process because of a loss, visit herejoicesovermeme.com and you can get a copy. I bet they would send you a signed copy even.
Oh, yes.
Of He Rejoices Over Me and learn more about that. Well, wow. We have a few more minutes left, so let's keep chatting. Now, Beryl, what would you say to a mom, to a wife, or just to a family who has experienced a really devastating loss? And what would you tell that family if you had the opportunity to speak with them?
Oh, I would tell them, the pain is so, so deep.
Mm.
And like nothing I've ever experienced before. And that for the love of the Lord and his help, we were able to get through this difficult time. But I would pray that they would not give up hope, that they, I don't know if they would know the Lord, or what that means is basically asking Jesus into your heart, just confessing that you're a sinner. We all are. We all fall short of the glory of God, but that if you ask the Lord into your heart, he will come in and he will give you a saving grace. And that was a help. You can cry out to him. He hears your prayers. The Lord hears your prayers. It even says in the Bible that he inclines his ear to hear what we have to say to him. He's such a loving, caring God. And I hope that would be a help to any parent that has lost a child.
Mm-hmm. So seek the Lord. And I'm sure that you would say, Beryl, that you're able to find healing and you're able to find hope and you're able to find kind of an answer for that loss and all of that through the Lord. And that is your source of strength. Would you agree?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I, you know, I was just talking to somebody yesterday about a certain, you know, kind of a difficult situation that they're going through, and you know, just that person was saying, just life in general can be such a challenge,
yes.
And if without the Lord, how much more of a challenge that is, because when you have the Lord's word, like you said, that verse that you were leaning on emotionally in 2 Corinthians 12 that brought you comfort, that helped you. It's just like the Lord, not only just reading scriptures and things like that, but the prayer and actual tangible comfort, the vision and the dream that Nick had and things like that, that it's not just an empty hope, I guess we could say.
Yes.
It is
yes.
Real help.
Yes,
it is strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, even when today doesn't seem very bright. Because there's days in life that, like you said that the pain was something like you had never experienced before. But
in fact, that's what, I see you with her pediatric, my best friend said, how do people who do not know the Lord get through something like this? And that's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have another couple that we know who actually lost a 2-month-old daughter. And it was interesting because that very same week that their 2-month-old daughter passed away from a heart condition that nobody knew that she had, so it was a sudden, unexpected, very, very traumatic for this, new family. And my husband and I were pregnant with our first pregnancy at the time, and then we actually had a miscarriage that same week. So we had to go to that little baby's funeral and tell them that our child had also passed away.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for
you. I just remember it being so difficult. And anyway,
sorry for you.
That was a long time ago, but that emotion is still there.
Yes, I can
hear you in my voice.
Yes, I can.
And I think that, it doesn't make it any easier. It may even make it more difficult when your child is 13 or 20, or I guess it doesn't matter
any loss at any age is difficult.
Right.
Really.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And in a way, it's the loss of a dream.
And the hope that you have for that child. Yes.
Yeah, and that as well. So, it can be hard. And if you don't know how to process through that, and if you don't have the Lord to help you process through that, you kind of get stuck in a pretty dark place. And
we're grateful for all the love and support and prayers of our friends, our sisters and brothers in the Lord.
Mm.
And during this time also, I just want to mention that too.
Well, and what would you say, I have one last question for you, Beryl. What would you say to people who may listen to this interview today and they haven't necessarily experienced the loss of a child or a great, devastation of a loss of some loved one in their life yet or recently or something, but they know somebody who is in that struggle, in that grief and loss process right now? What does that person need? What do those parents need or that family? If there's something that a listener or a friend could help. Yeah, what would be helpful?
Actually, in a practical sense, to be there for them and not, rather than just call and say, what do you need? Even just whether it would be bringing them a meal or just be a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on. You don't necessarily have to say something. Someone came up to me like, I don't know what to say, and I'm like, you don't have to say anything. Just your presence was enough of a present to us going through this difficult time. And and there's no timetable on grief. I would also want to mention too. Everyone, it's basically there are 5 steps to grief, and you may take 2 steps forward and 1 step back. You may hear a song or see something that brings back a memory, and it may bring you to tears. But during that time, for the friends, that they could just be there for them, let them know that you love them, you care for them, and just be available. I think that would be a good help.
Mm. Just be available and be there for them. Be a listening ear. I love that. And there's no timetable for grief. That's really a wisdom thought right there. So that's really good. Well, okay. I would love to, again, let listeners know that if you visit herejoicesovermeme.com, you can get a copy of the book right from Beryl and Nick. They will send it out to you if you order it there. It is also available on Amazon.com. But if you order it from He Rejoices Over Me, they will sign it for you, get a signed copy.
Yes, we will.
Makes it even more special.
Oh, thank you. My husband will find it.
That's right. And also, do you and Nick, you at times go out to certain groups and certain meetings and different things and
yes,
minister to people on this topic, correct?
Yes, we were asked at our previous church to participate in the bereavement group. I've been involved with a group called GriefShare.com. They're on, you can find them on the web, and that has been helpful. I didn't know whether or not to bring that up, but yes, that has been helpful. They will give you if you don't want to, if you can do it from home, or they have a 12-week class in GriefShare. And that has been a tremendous, we can meet if you choose to, you can speak if you want, if you don't feel led to, that's fine. There's no pressure on you, but that was, and it's Bible-based, and journaling is also good. They also suggest that during your time of grief, if you can journal, put your feelings to paper, that is definitely a helpful. So, yes.
True, gives you an outlet.
Yes, this is when shortly after our daughter passed, I felt like the Lord was leading me to do this, and I said, "Oh Lord, yes, but I would prefer if I had some training." And that's when this grief share became available through a friend, and that's how I became involved.
That's wonderful. That's
first
wonderful.
As a member, and then as a facilitator, a co-facilitator.
That's great. So, listeners, if you're listening and you think you'd like to have Nick and Beryl come speak to your group or in a meeting or something, also visit herejoicesovermeme.com and you can send them a note and talk with them specifically about this. Well, yay, we are coming to the end of our show time. And
yes.
Beryl, I just appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Krista. I really do appreciate it. Take care, and God bless you.
Oh, God
audience.
Bless you as well. Thank you so much. And listeners, again, herejoicesovermeme.com. You can visit their website where you can learn more about Nick and Beryl Skula and their daughter, Crystal, and her amazing life and their amazing family, and hear their wisdom for anyone who has experienced the loss of a child. All righty. Thank you all, and I just appreciate all of you for listening. I enjoyed being on the KB Women Radio Show and having the opportunity to do this. So, talk with you all next time. This is Krista Dunk. God bless you, and bye for now.